Okay, here's the deal. Joshua Oppenheimer follows up his award-winning documentary, The Act of Killing, with the equally unnerving and depressing film, The Look of Silence. In this new movie, an optician visits patients and uses this access to confront those involved in the Indonesian government's mid-1960s massacre of millions of communists, specifically about killing his brother. The result is heartbreaking and chilling as everyone from prison guards to actual death squad killers dodge responsibility and remorse. While intriguing and shedding a light on the least attractive side of human nature, The Look of Silence seems to have less impact than its predecessor. Where The Act of Killing brought the issue to our eyes and revealed the shocking way people justify their action, there is really nothing to be gained from the pain exposed in The Act of Killing. It seems the point of the movie is to make you feel terrible. If you're into that, it's a fantastic film. I just happen to not want to feel vicarious pain with no resolution. The Look of Silence gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.